Welcome back to episode 35 for Friday, July 12th, Home Kit Applications for Simplifying Everyday Life. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, where you will learn about the world of Apple and how technology can enable you to work smarter, personally and professionally. And we will do that in mere minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. Let's go to the show. In this episode, we are going to talk with Technology Director Mr. Jim Doobie about HomeKit applications he uses in his home and at work. Jim is an avid Apple enthusiast who serves two remote Bush, Alaska communities, the Bristol Bay School District and the Lake and Peninsula School District, in ministering their tech needs. HomeKit is a software framework by Apple that lets users set up their iOS devices to configure, communicate, and control smart home appliances. By designing rooms, items, and actions in the HomeKit service, users can enable automatic actions in their house through a simple voice dictation to Siri or through apps. HomeKit service is also included in macOS Mojave and the Apple new macOS Catalina, and can be used on all their Apple devices through Siri. Jim is going to delve deeper into how he uses HomeKit and his device recommendations. But first, for those people who didn't learn about Jim in episode 26, where we talked about Apple technology in the bush, let's regress for a second by letting me introduce you, Jim, to the Mac Minutes audience. Jim, welcome to Mac Minutes again and our listeners. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So I've been in Alaska for about 27 years now. Lived in the Fairbanks area for a number of years and in interior Alaska, about 15 years total. Lived down here in Anchorage for about 3 years after that. Moved out to Bristol Bay for 8 years and been back in Anchorage for about 1 year now. And just finished 20 years in public education.
So Jim, why do you use Apple devices versus another platform?
Well, you know, fortunately, I sort of inherited this environment. I've been an Apple enthusiast since the mid-90s, and every district I've worked for has always been Apple-based. And I'm not sure of the exact percentages of districts in Alaska that are that way, but I think most are. There are a few that are heavily invested in Chromebooks, but I think by and large, the majority of districts are Apple-based.
Okay. So let's move on to HomeKit. What kinds of home automation products are available for Apple users?
You know, to be fair, John, there aren't as many options for HomeKit as there are with other platforms, such as Samsung SmartThings, which I do have some experience with also, Amazon Alexa or Google, primarily because of Apple's higher standards for privacy. That being said, though, there's a pretty wide range of products on the market, and there are many that are currently in development that do work with HomeKit. You can find lights, switches, garage door openers, thermostats, ceiling fans, security cameras, door locks, heating and air conditioning units, window blinds, and a variety of sensors to monitor conditions in your home, such as moisture, temperature, noise, motion, air quality, etc. Some of these categories have lots of vendors offering solutions and a number of products that you can choose from. Other categories have only one or two offerings. For example, lights. There are lots of options for lights and thermostats, but only one option currently in the market for doorbells, although there is another one coming soon.
So let's say one of our listeners hasn't got into HomeKit at all, and they're looking to just start to get into HomeKit. How would a person get into HomeKit?
You know, one of the nice things about home automation is that it's completely scalable. So you can start small with just a simple outlet, for example, that might control a lamp. And then you can go whole hog if you want to and outfit your entire home. So you could get into it with one small device. Again, let's say a switch or an outlet for about $20. And then control that with your favorite Apple device via touch input in the home app or via voice with Siri. Now, until recently, in terms of devices, that meant an iPhone or an iPad. But Apple has since moved some of their iOS apps, such as the Home app, to the Mac as well. If you just want to control things when you're home, that's all you need, just your iPad, your iPhone, or your Mac. But I think most people want to be able to monitor their systems and make adjustments while they're away from home. So in that case, you need a HomeKit hub. And that could be an Apple TV, it could be a HomePod, or it could be an iPad on the network. You designate a device as a HomeKit hub from the Home app, and then you can control your devices from anywhere that you might have a cellular or Wi-Fi connection.
So what are some of the brands you use in your daily use that you can recommend to our Mac Minutes listeners?
So I've been slowly adding devices over time to my HomeKit setup. I started out with a couple of outlets and then went on from there. Right now I have outlets from companies called iHome, and the other one is called iDevices, and they both work well.
I use them to control some things like lamps, Christmas lights, but I've also used them to control electric heaters or battery chargers. I have a number of bulbs from Philips Hue. I have some of their colored bulbs, their plain white and their white ambiance lights. I have Schlage Connect locks. They work really well. I really like that product because it's nice to be able to check to make sure my doors are locked when I'm gone, or if someone comes by that I want to let in, I can open them remotely if necessary. I can also create passcodes for friends or contractors if they're going to come by on a time-based sort of scenario. Other products I'm using, I use NetAtmo security cameras. These store video locally on a small SD card, but you can also store the video in the cloud. And these cameras also have facial recognition built in, which is pretty cool. For switches, I'm using Lutron Caseta dimmer switches. I also have some Ecobee 3 thermostats. They have a newer product, Ecobee 4, but I don't really feel like the added features justifies the increase in price, so I'm using the third generation with that. I also have the companion room sensors that come with the Ecobee. And I have some other iHome sensors such as motion, sound, light, humidity, and temperature.
So is there any device that works really well? And also, is there any devices that don't work very well that you've noticed over the years?
John, I'm happy to report that by and large, all these products work pretty well and I'm happy with them. I'm still experimenting with some of the automation routines inside of HomeKit.
I will say though that one product that does give me a little bit of trouble is the motion detection with the Philips Hue motion sensor. I use it in a stairwell and also in a walk-in closet. It seems to be a little bit dodgy at times. I wish there was a way for me to adjust the sensitivity so it doesn't come on as often, because every time you walk past the stairwell, the light comes on. I do have it set to turn back off when no motion is detected. And I think that even though it comes on quite a bit more than I'd like, I'm probably still saving electricity in the long term because my kids aren't leaving the lights on. It turns off automatically when there's no more motion. The stillness in the closet is also an issue. If you don't move around much when you're in there, the light will go off on you. And so it's probably just in some regards a matter of me needing to play around with some of the settings a bit more. And there are also some third-party HomeKit apps that are supposed to allow you to have even more control over some of the routines. They have more options for logic built into them, but I haven't experimented with that much yet.
So this HomeKit, you know, you're versed well in it as a an IT director and technology director. And do your children and your wife have to use? They have to be so knowledgeable too. How does that work?
That's a really good question. So there is a little bit of frustration sometimes with my wife when she's trying to use voice commands to turn on a light or, change the audio on a device and it doesn't quite work the way she would expect. It can also be a bit problematic when you have guests come over because if they don't know what certain things are called, like the family room or the living room, it could be a problem. But to circumvent that, with my Philips Hue lights and also with the Lutron Caseta switches, you can also have a physical switch on the wall. So if they don't have an iPhone or they don't know the right voice commands to use, there are physical switches, at least for the lights, that they can use to help control that.
So Jim, if you had to start all over again, what would you do differently learning HomeKit?
I think one of the things I would have done differently is I would have purchased fewer individual bulbs and more switches. You really have to look at the room you're trying to light and decide which is more economical. If there are a number of bulbs that are controlled by one switch, for example, getting a smart switch is a good idea. Unless you want to be able to control color, for example, then you need to have the bulbs.
My home has older wiring, so I learned that I can't use most of the smart switches that are on the market. My light switches only have two wires, and so I'm limited to either the Insteon line or the Lutron Caseta product line. I did some research, and it seems like the Lutron line is more reliable and has more positive reviews overall, so I went with that for my smart switches. One advantage to having that Lutron Caseta dimmer in place is that you can turn a normal switch into a three-pole switch, which means you can physically turn the lights on or off from two different places, such as at the end of a hallway or top and bottom of a stair. So if that's not already set up that way, you can implement that functionality with this product in your home.
So Jim, thanks for coming by the Mac Minute Studio and taking time out of your day to tell us about HomeKit. So if somebody wants to get a hold of you, perhaps ask a question, how would they get a hold of you?
So John, happy to chat with any of your listeners. My email address is doobiej@mac.com, and I'll give that to you phonetically. It's Delta Uniform Bravo Echo Juliet at mac.com.
So thanks for coming in for Mac Minutes. Thank you again. Until then, if you have a question, please see our show notes or reach me through the Mac Minutes webpage located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter @minutes_Mac and facebook.com/MacMinutes. Our Mac Minutes podcast group is available to join if you want to provide input, discuss devices, or provide ideas for future podcasts. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So have a great week. I'll be enjoying the summer in Alaska. We'll talk to you again, and thank you again for listening to the Mac Minutes podcast. Have a great week.